There is a small hill near Olomouc in the centre of Moravia. On top of that hill, there is a magnificent complex of Baroque buildings around the pilgrimage basilica of Our Lady. Most people know the place simply as Holy Hill. It is under the spiritual administration of the Order of Canons Regular of Prémontré, also known as the Norbertines. Vít Bohánka visited Father Ambrose Chamal of the order to find out more about this popular pilgrimage site.
Haná region in the center of Moravia is as flat as a pancake, as locals like to say. But just on the outskirts of the town of Olomouc, the ground starts to rise gently. And right here, on the literally first of the foothills of the Jeseňky Mountains, a chapel was built in the 17th century. It was later enlarged into a beautiful church. If the air is clear and the sun is shining, the white and bright yellow edifice can be seen from dozens of miles away. What an ideal site for a pilgrimage. And I have an excellent guide, Father Ambrose.
Our Norbertine churches are full of light, and I like it very much. So it allows one to make contact with God. The thing that I was inspired by was the accent on community, which is in the rule of St. Augustine and in our order especially. We gather many times during the day for common prayer. We sing liturgy in Latin, in Strahov, and sometimes here also. And there is a lot of spirit of the communion, of people having one heart and one mind, in the words of St. Augustine. And I think, although we all have weaknesses, I think it is something that is still an important element that draws me to continue.
Says Father Ambrose about his personal reasons for joining the Order of the Norbertines as we walk around the magnificent Basilica of Our Lady. The order has as the main center the Strahov Monastery in Prague, which is about 300 kilometers away. But it was traditionally connected with the Holy Hill as well. Because for centuries, the Norbertines used to have another monastery called Hradisko in nearby Olomouc. It was abolished by Emperor Joseph II in late 18th century and has served as a military hospital ever since. Nevertheless, the Norbertines came back in 1990, and that is why I meet Father Ambrose, who now starts a chronological story of this pilgrimage church.
In the 17th century, there was a family, Andrisek, living in Olomouc. Andrisek, the head of it, was a wine merchant who brought wine from Austria and South Moravia here to this region. And he quite often switched his horses in Lulec, which is a place some 50 kilometers away. And there is similar landscape as here. So there is a flat land and a hill, and on the top of it, there is a church. And he often visited the church, and he was impressed by it. And he thought about having something similar here in Olomouc, where he
in
lives.
In his hometown,
yeah,
basically.
And then in the 1620s, he promised to Our Lady that if he gets rich, he would build a chapel to her honor. And he actually got rich because one of his relatives died and he inherited all the money. So he was able to build it.
As often happens in life, after getting rich, the good merchant Andrisek became somewhat absent-minded. Obviously, he needed a little push to fulfill his promise.
He forgot about his promises, or he postponed it all the time. And then he said Our Lady had to appear to him twice in a dream and to remind him, when are you actually going to build the promised chapel? So then in 1629, he got a horse and he came to this place. There was no village at that time, just forest. And his horse stopped at one spot here, where now the chapel of St. Paulina is. And when he looked around, he saw that it looks exactly the same there as in the dream where she appeared to him.
All this was happening during the 30 Years' War, a period of great suffering and religious strife all over the continent. When the Protestant Swedish armies invaded Central Europe, Moravia, including Olomouc, weren't spared their raids. The chapel on the Holy Hill was severely damaged. After peace was reached in 1648, Jan Andrisek of Olomouc rebuilt the shrine.
As it is so often after wars, people started to come in crowds. So the small chapel was too small for them. So the confreres in Klášterní Hradisko thought about building something bigger. And then some years later, they decided to build this church of the Visitation of Our Lady. And it was built between 1669 and 1679.
After all the devastation of the war, two great religious and cultural trends coincided with political needs and started a symbiosis that would last over a century. The Habsburg rulers of the Austrian Empire saw the Catholic Church as a critical pillar of their power over the Czech and Moravian provinces that had previously shown strong Protestant and rebellious tendencies. The Catholic Church, on its side, recognized the spiritual power and attraction of the Baroque style for the plain folk. And that's what gave the Church of Our Lady, as well as many others built at that time, its majestic shape and imposing size. The Baroque splendor, and some might say even pomp, is very much present on the outside, as in the very richly decorated interior.
What attracts our attention first when we come to the church is the altar. It comes from Nicolaus Indegrens, and one can go around it. Specific thing is that it is double-sided, because in old times when there were very many pilgrims, sometimes they were so many that they couldn't get into the church. So then they were in the cloister behind the church, and the confreres opened the door behind the altar, and they celebrated the Mass on the opposite side. On the top of it, above the tabernacle, there is the image of Our Lady as one of the most important thing here in this church.
The Holy Hill remained one of the major pilgrimage sites in this part of Europe for the next two centuries. The Norbertine friars, or confreres as they called themselves, took a good care of it, and its significance went well beyond the Catholic Church. It became part of the architectural heritage of Moravia and its cultural identity. Perhaps it is no coincidence that it only started to suffer damage and neglect under the two totalitarian regimes of the 20th century. The trouble started at the very end of the Second World War.
During the night from the 6th to the 7th of May 1945, both the Germans and the Russians here thought that there is somebody firing at them from here, so both sides open fire on this place, and it got many hits and it started to burn. But although there were no clouds on the sky, at least the people say so, it started to rain. So it didn't burn down completely, but it was heavily damaged.
Just as the Norbertine order, with the help of local parishioners, managed to renovate the church and surrounding buildings, the communist government and its secret police started so-called Action K. The aim was liquidation of all men's Catholic religious orders in the then Czechoslovakia. All their property was confiscated, thousands of friars and priests were arrested, many of them died in prisons. The Norbertine friars had to leave the Holy Hill, which became an ordinary parish church.
The government didn't like people to come here, so there were sometimes things that had to prevent the interest of people.
How did they try to prevent them?
Mostly by threatening. It was, I think, pretty much the same in the whole country, so that if somebody wanted to go to the church and so on, then maybe his children had problems with getting accepted to the universities or problems with good jobs and so on.
To be fair, even the communist government, that generally suppressed religious faith of any kind, realized the importance of the beautiful Baroque complex on the Holy Hill. It was a part of national heritage, so it was never allowed to completely dilapidate. But it celebrated a true comeback as a place of importance for the whole Catholic Church only after the fall of communism. In May 1995, Pope John Paul II visited Olomouc and celebrated Mass in front of 100,000 people. The Holy Hill, or Svatý Kopeček in Czech, had a special place in his program.
Otče náš, ktorý jesi na nebesie, posvieť sa jméno tvé.
It was his second visit to the Czech Republic. There was not just one purpose. The main one was at the airport of Olomouc. He canonized two blessed people of our country, the blessed Zdislava of Lemberg and blessed John Sarkander, a priest, martyr. Regarding Svatý Kopeček, he came here on May the 21st, 1995, and had a meeting with the youth. That was his topic, actually. He had many youth meetings during his time. So he met in front of the church. There is a grass area, spacious ground, and there he met with the youth. And at the time also he blessed the crowns with which the image of Our Lady and of the infant Jesus is crowned. Actually, these are not the original crowns from the 18th century because they were stolen later, but these ones are blessed by the Pope, so I think it's even more, although they are not that precious regarding the metal and so on. That was one thing here, and the second was that he raised the church to the dignity of a Basilica Minor.
What does that mean?
It is a title, which means that it is somehow connected to the Holy See, to the Pope himself. There are some requirements to get the title. There should be strong concentration on the liturgy. The place should be well known and visited by people, and to have a quality arrangement and furniture and so on, and should be important in the region. Regarding the other things, it is possible to get more grace here. What I think is, for a personal approach to basilicas, that it is a place where one can feel something more or experience something more from the presence of the world church united around the Pope.
Meaning if you come here, you experience kind of connection directly with the Rome and the other people who believe throughout the world. So I bid farewell to Father Ambrosch and the Holy Hill. I'm leaving, thinking that you don't have to be a Catholic to feel grace in that basilica and around it. Some kind of inner recognition that there are things nobler than those we deal with in our everyday lives. The Holy Hill is simply worth a pilgrimage, whether you are a Catholic or not at all. From Olomouc, Vít Pohanka, Radio Prague.